What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank God you still take our calls, Mitch.
Well, I brought the witch's broom. I'm in front of you. So I get an audience. I can't believe it. Yeah. And you guys were talking about, I was on hold, you're talking about teeth cleaning. That's really one of my hobbies. I'm in a teeth cleaning club. Nice. It's kind of a masochistic thing. But you're right. Last time I went in, they go, "Do you want to notify your next of kin?" I'm like, "What? For teeth cleaning?"
No. They were telling me the dangers of anesthesia. And I'm like, "You mean the shot they give you just to numb it up before they get in deep?" And I'm like, "Calm down. We're all going to be fine here. I assure you, I buy drugs from people I've never met before. It's going to be fine."
Why are you putting jumper cables on my ears? No.
Dude, how does it feel? How does it feel, Mitch?
Like,
I was thinking about you today. Earlier, I was like, man, again, to get to a Super Bowl once, to win once, is amazing. Mm. But to become part of this thing where we went from being everybody's second favorite team. If you were outside of Kansas City and you were wearing a Chiefs, or they said, you said, "Hey, where are you from, Kansas City?" They'd go, "Oh, the Chiefs. Man, good on you guys. I hope you have a great year." Everybody loved us. First year, still in there, loved us. Second year, starts to get a little questionable. Now we're at a place where, dude, it kind of hurts my feelings. People really hate the Kansas City Chiefs, which means we are killing it.
Yes, we are. We're like Clint Eastwood in those old spaghetti westerns. Like, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Yeah.
He's so good, he's bad, right? It's like Nikki's old boyfriends. He's so good, he's bad. Like,
yep.
It's that fine line. I want a good boy, but I want a bad boy. Ooh, what is that?
Batman.
No, it's awesome. Yeah. And Johnny, it's like I said at the end of the broadcast against Buffalo, the Chiefs' Kingdom Rocket has now soared past Pluto.
Yes.
We're in another solar system. We're in another solar system because no team has ever been here with this opportunity to get a three-peat. If we win this game a week from Sunday, it will put us aside historically with the 72 Dolphins or teams that have done things never before done. It is the biggest game in sports in our city and region's history by far, only eclipsing last week's game, which was the same because no team had gotten that far and won that game.
Yeah.
So we've done that, here we go.
And I think you have such a unique position and view from all this because, you know, obviously it's the team, it's the athletes, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Kelce, it's everybody on that team, but you are such an identifiable and huge part of everybody's experience that is there, you know, that is watching on television, that listens to it. That is, dude, I mean, that really is to be a face or the sound or the, I mean, when I hear your voice, I mean, I instantly, even not being a giant sports guy, I go, Mitch Holthus, that's the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, it's as identifiable as seeing a red soda can. You know what I mean? Like, you know what it is.
But Johnny, when you do these games, you're not only doing it for the moment, more often than not, you're doing it for historical purposes. This is this game, this Super Bowl 59, my mindset will be, I'm actually putting down a soundtrack for history. so that 30 years from now, they're going to go, the Chiefs got a three-peat, and then they're playing excerpts from it.
Sure.
That honestly is my – so you catch my point. It's not just for the moment. It's really more for posterity than the moment.
I would freak myself out so bad. That would freak me out so bad, dude. Oh, my God.
That's why I breathe in a paper bag.
Man. Goddamn, you're talking about stacking some pressure on yourself. What you just did to yourself, I'm like, holy hell, man. Because you're right. It's 100% true. Yeah. It's forever.
Yep. It's the, you know, it's the Hindenburg guy, you know, for humanity of it all.
Yes.
So, but you just, from a positive standpoint, you have to be, you want to be so dead on, you want to be correct, you want to be perfect in every call. Here's the other dynamic. You don't know which play will be the play.
Yep.
For example, in Super Bowl 54, the run to immortality, and that just popped out with Damian Williams. He runs to immortality. But you don't, that play wasn't designed to be a touchdown necessarily. It ended up being a touchdown. So you just don't know which play will be the biggest play that 50 years from now they'll go, this is what it sounded like. So, yeah, no, it's an enormity. Hey, can I tell you a story, Johnny?
Please.
This is your power. I mean, I'm sitting here talking like this, and you do it every day. So, okay, we're in kind of a restoration, remodeling deal. Our sheetrock guy is Kirk, the sheetrock guy. All right?
Right.
Huge Johnny Dare fan. He finds out that he's going to work on our house. He's like, dude, listen to you all the time, but you're not Johnny Dare.
He goes, I don't know.
It kind of goes back and forth between you and Johnny, like who's
such
one and who's two. And I'm like, Kirk,
I
go, what determines that? He goes, I don't know, man. It's just my vibe. And so shout out
Christ.
To Kirk,
yes.
The sheetrock guy who loves you. And I'm Miss Congeniality, but I'll take it.
Listen, we may pull slightly ahead in the sheetrocking world. I'm just going to tell you now.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's, you know, I do love it, man. And I really, man, watching you work and listening to you and knowing what it takes, because you really are by yourself there. You're out in your own head. You're watching it happen. And now it's such a good point that you are creating history. It is going to be reused, reheard, and cut and taken and placed in so many different places. Dude, that's what a feeling. What a great responsibility. And no kidding. You've earned it every step of the way.
And with AI, they'll use Nikki's voice. They'll dub in Nikki's voice.
Hey,
and they'll
real?
Go, did Nikki do that? Good?
Did you, no, you worry about that? Because there's going to be, man, I mean, that's real.
It is real. It is real. And I don't know what we do against it, right? I'm put up a force field. But it is real. But the other thing that's, because hearing you describe it so very well of the dynamics of what's going on now, and even with this team, I'm around this team all year long. You know, people will check out and get in, hey, let's get into the Royals now. I'm with these guys. I saw a look on their face. Johnny, nobody's had to say a word. This has been 11 and a half months to prepare for this historic moment. There's no T-shirts. There's no signs up, hey, back to back to back or three-peat. There's zero of that. What I have seen for 11 and a half months, the face of Mahomes, his eyes, the same with Kelce, the same with George Karlaftis or Chris Jones, these guys and gals that are involved in this organization have been so plugged in on this, and nobody has to say a word. It's been phenomenal. And that's, I think that's the driving force. They got this team through 12 one-possession games, playing every game of every day of the week but Tuesday. The league put them in three games in 11 days, unheard of. They win all three. And this team has been handled the toughest schedule. They just have piled on this team, and yet this team just keeps fighting back like a rescue.
I heard it was all scripted and it was rigged. I'm sorry, Mitch, but, you know.
Why did you broke that story? That's why Johnny's number one.
Dude, people are just, I just stare at people anymore.
My dander's up with all that, dude.
Of course.
If you saw me, well, I know you follow me on Twitter/X,
yes.
But I had to come out. I was working on a project the other night, and I was like, okay, I'm going to put this out there. The Chiefs are 17th in the league on penalties that aided them in scoring drives. Buffalo's first. Like a third of their drives, they had penalties that allowed them to get scoring throughout the regular season. It's this false narrative of this. This has all been hatched in Belton, Missouri, in the old down, you know, it's a vault.
Shut up.
Underneath the old Richards Gavar Air Base.
It's true.
Key and Peele is down there with, you know.
Yeah.
So,
the little known brother, Mike Hunt. Yes, I know. Yes, yes.
Unknown, right?
Yes, unknown. Yes, yes, the unknown.
And down there going, here's the way this will go. We will have three games in 11 days. We'll win them all. We'll play on Thanksgiving, we'll play on Christmas. Hulu wants to do a game, so we'll stream that on Hulu at 9 in the morning, and the Chiefs will play in it. It drives me berserk.
But it's the new world, right? Like if with Tom Brady before that, it was he cheats. Yeah. It's Deflategate or Inflategate, whatever it was. It's just ridiculous. But that is, if you die young, you're the hero. You live long enough, you become the villain.
That's so well stated. So that's what we are. But I'm kind of embracing the villain part.
Yes,
it's just the it's the false narrative, Johnny. It's the false narrative that takes away from the greatness of this team. That's what ticks me off.
It can't.
Because
it
you guys, and Nate Burleson said it the other day, you know, the real cool former player who's on, now he's on like today, he was on like NFL Network. He came out blasting away. He goes, you don't have to like these guys, but all this crap that's going on, don't disrespect. You're now surrounded by greatness. This is greatness. It's the Chicago Bulls. It's the Lakers of 2000. This is Tiger Woods in his prime before Denny's waitresses walking up the 18th fairway on his red shirt on trying to win three Masters in a row. That's what this is.
No,
we're living it. It's
Muhammad Ali. It's all of those. You're right.
Yes, yes.
It is the true greatness. And it is really fun to be a part of this. And again, I come back to you, Mitch. And if you're just joining the show, I know you know the voice. Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs since 1994. That's just, I mean, what a run, man. How long do they normally keep? Does an NFL team keep a voice? What's the average?
Well, you've seen Old Yeller, right?
No, but I'm saying, like, in radio, you know, normally every 2 years, 3 years, you get blown out, you go to another radio station. It's what happens. But you've been here. Yeah, I mean, you are the voice. You are as tied to them as anybody.
You have to reinvent yourself every year, Johnny. Yep. Every year, you've got to reinvent yourself. I feel like every year is my rookie year, and I kid you not. My stomach churns when we get ready to start training camp. When I'm in front of the guys, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is such a long climb, and I've got to be on it for 7 days a week, and I just got to get – but I've got to – you never think you're the smartest guy in the room.
That's right.
You always have to – you've always got to – here's what I talk about, too. I talk about a confident humility, and I say that it's not a contradiction. It's actually a cocktail. And that's what this team is. Mahomes is this way. Kelsey's this way. I try to be the same. But if you don't reinvent yourself and act like every year is your rookie year,
that's right.
At some point, you're destined to get pushed back, especially in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, with everything you do that's highly competitive, you're right. You better walk in there with a little bit of fear in your belly because it is, without a doubt, the thing that will keep you moving. The second you're not afraid, a little bit afraid, I'm telling you, it's over.
It's over, and that you just hope that you're surrounded by, and the Hunts are incredible.
Yes.
Clark and Tavia have been, they're so underrated in what they do and how they do it. And then to be, it used to be I would go out there, and I've told you this before, you'd feel like you're gargling hydrochloric acid. I mean, and you're like, oh, I got to, okay, here we go, we're going to attack this day. Now you can't wait to get out there. Because anytime you see Pat, it's like the best day you've ever had. And the same thing with Kels or Big Red. Big Red's phenomenal. He's just
We're not on that name. We're not on that name where I call somebody Big Red.
Mr. Reed.
Yes, we're not. He's like, sir.
I feel disrespectful calling you Johnny. Because Kirk, the sheetrock guy, will go, did you call him Johnny?
Big J, you know Jay. Jay, old mm-hmm. Ja.
Yeah, it's called JD, man. It's JD. That's for real.
But I mean, walking through those, and tell me this: who do you have a relationship with? Have you made friends with any of the those people, or you go, hey, like you text back and forth, or you know what I'm talking about? Not just work together, but friends.
One of the keys of this role, when you're the voice of a team, I could be the voice of Johnny Dare, is to get into and if you listen to the Kingdom shows throughout the year, where I have players on in the last half of the show, it's rarely about football. This is your magic. This is what I love what you do. It's rarely about football. You get into the human beings. We want to see these guys. We want to play fantasy football. We want to bet. It's like when I'm playing Madden. Like no, it's not. This isn't some digital game. These are human beings.
Right.
And so what in my role, I'm most effective if I understand the human being that's playing this game, the Trent McDuffies, the George Karloftises, the amazing stories of these guys, all of them. The cool story about Mahomes, and we got into it this year, is that I did an event in Tyler, Texas. They had me fly down there and just interview Pat in front of his hometown and Brittany's hometown. She went to UT Tyler, blah, blah, blah. It's awesome. It was awesome. But I'm just there as like this, you know, the fill-in guy, you know, cardboard guy. But he got into how when he was a kid, like in 10, 12 years old, he's like the superstar. And all of the Dallas Fort Worth teams want him to come play baseball for the, you know, the superstars. So we're going to go to, you know, we're going to play the South American champions. And he goes, why would I leave my guys? These are my buddies. And he goes, me and my buddies went up to Dallas and kicked their butts anyway. So at camp this year, a dude comes up with a T-shirt in St. Joseph. He's from California. He goes, look at the, hey, you're the radio guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, look at this shirt. And it had his team from California in the Little League World Series. And what was there but the Tyler, Texas team that made the Little League World Series? And it's Pat and all his buddies. Oh, so dude, this year on the Kingdom Show, I had this T-shirt.
That's
and
great.
I said, let me just go down these guys. And so now I'm into the Patrick Mahomes world that no one goes to, and but it's a big part of his story, his loyalty and his humility. He goes right down these guys. He'd be like, Nikki, yeah, she was awesome. She hit a double in the regional finals.
Yep.
She's going to be here this week for the Cincinnati game. So I know I'm rambling, but I'm telling you,
that's where you go with these guys.
Humans, you got to get into the human element.
No, no, everybody's got a story. This is a complete side note, Mitch, but I saw this cool thing you just reminded me of called, they called it a human library, and they're doing it in a few different countries where people sign on, very different people, and you meet somebody for 20 minutes only, and they tell you their life story. One person talks, the other person listens. You can ask questions, and then you go to the next, and they call it a human library so that you literally meet a different country, a different religion, a different gender, a different whatever it is.
Wow.
And I was like, man, that's a great idea. Like, I would love to do that just to hone my skills, just to learn how to talk to more people, man. But I love
Nikki
it.
Does it at Lake Cajole every summer.
She talks to people that I simply won't talk to. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you don't have the Christian heart.
She talks to herself. She asks herself questions.
Yes. So true.
20 minutes. She goes to the other side of the table and answers them.
Mr. Smirnoff, tell me this. Yes. Well, look, Mitch, man, let me ask you a few more just before you go. I know you're busy. Now, what does your week entail? As you head into the Super Bowl, as we go to 59, when do you leave Kansas City? And then tell me what the days look like.
I'll be with the team on Sunday, and you literally drop into the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Right.
This thing is a circus, which is why Andy is genius. This week is not a nothing week. It is urgency week, because if you don't, I've often said this, you can't win the game this bye week, but you can lose it. Because once you get parachuted into New Orleans on Sunday, it becomes nothing but a distraction.
Oh.
It's like the Olympic Games. What right. floors me, and I get interviewed more than I'm interviewing, and like there was a news crew from the UK, this is like Super Bowl 54, and you're the radio, the cheese guy, you bang the windows, yeah. hey, and I'm like, no, I can't do it right now. So I'm running from them. I got Harry Potter chasing me.
That's so good. Like, it's so good.
And I go, can't do it right now. You must do it right now. And so I duck into this room. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers are having like this ceremony for like Joe Splurko, who's having his, and the big security guy goes, I don't think you're supposed to be here. I go, no, I'm not, Joseph. But guess what? I'm trying to ditch this UK camera crew. Just give me 40 seconds.
Feel a brother.
It's the whole week. It's the whole week. I That's kid great. You not. It's
you
crazy.
You would have to go on lockdown. You're right. And the team, yes, there's no way you can just go run out and get a to-go order.
Say it again, please. You disrespected. You can't disrespect him. You must respect him. You would have to deal with him, right? Yeah, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you got to get DoorDash, but then they hijack the DoorDash guy. You don't ever get it.
But who would have ever believed when we were having 2 and 14 years, huh?
Oh my gosh, Johnny.
I love it, dude. I just love it for you. This is rare air. These are moments in time, dude. This is touching glory, man. The brass ring, brother.
I talk about it all the time, but they were making fun of me on another station in those 2 and 14 years. Like, he's a shell. They called me Sisyphus, which is the guy that
pushing,
you know,
the rock up the hill.
Take the rock. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I'm like, and they're like, you know, this would be bullying in school. Mm-hmm. I did something really stupid. It's just the 670 loop. Don't try this, everybody. I pull over and I'm like kind of choking back tears. Like, yeah, this stinks. Like, this isn't a dream. This has turned into a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Then I listen to a song by Mandisa. She just passed away this spring, and it's called Overcomer. I said, I need to listen to this song. If you listen to it when you guys get off air, and she just passed away, young gal. Mm-hmm. It was tragic. But anyway, this song is awesome. I thought, you know what? I merge back onto the road. Like, three people are flipping me off. This is at the 670 loop. Like, man, screw you. I'm like, oh, I'm back on track. Let's go. And now here we are, Johnny. You're right. So man, let's do it.
Dude, I'm excited for you. Like, I really am. You have no idea. And dude, now I'm into this thing where I'll do something stupid. I have a friend who loves, you know, the Chiefs, or who I'll be in a group of people, and your voice will slide by, like, in some piece of audio. And I'll be like, I know Mitch. And Mitch and I are. Like, and then
I know him.
But as it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, shut up, dude. Stop saying that. Like, but I love it.
The other day, in fact, it was Kirk, the sheetrock guy. And he comes in and puts up a Dennis Hopper picture from what was the old movie, Born to Be Wild. Puts it up. I go, aren't you putting up sheetrock? Why are you putting up posters in my? And he goes, because it's Johnny Dare, man. That's Johnny Dare in a lifetime. It's Dennis Hopper. I'm like, wow, that's cool. I know him. You know what you got to be careful of? This is that Nikki will tell you, New Orleans, the house of the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy.
Indeed.
So, hey, out of the house of the rising sun.
I cannot sell this Snake and Jake's Christmas Club Lounge. Trust me.
Kidding. He's not kidding.
Oh, the Crescent City.
Yeah, Snake and Jake's Christmas Club Lounge. I promise you, my friend, that's our house. That's for you.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Nikki the kid will stay away from that place. So,
dude, have a great week. I can't wait to see how this plays out. I can't wait to hear you, my friend. Congratulations. The great, legendary voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you all. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy
My best to Kirk.
All right. Kirk the sheetrock guy and his Dennis Hopper poster.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.